Welcome back to Comment on Press TV, the voice of the voiceless. I'm George Galloway, but this is your show. We need your calls, your SMS and your emails to make it a success, to make it the big conversation, to make it the great debate. Tonight we're debating the unfolding possible military coup d'etat in Egypt. We're talking about the role of so-called Saudi Arabia in spreading sectarianism and division on the basis of confession across the entirety of the Muslim world and beyond. And we're talking about David Cameron at the Leveson Inquiry. David's in London, wants to talk about Egypt, and he's up next. David, welcome to the show, my friend.
Good evening, George. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Go ahead, sir.
George, I'm not shocked or surprised in what we've heard today from the Egyptian authorities. I've been expecting something like this coming up fairly near to the election. I do agree that it doesn't really matter who wins the election because it's going to be a puppet of a president. No constitution, no government to rule. And it's my theory that what will happen, whoever comes into being the president, eventually I believe that Mubarak will be sold out. He will either die where he is now or he will be eventually released on compassionate grounds. But I do also believe eventually his son will take over as president.
Well, the sons were acquitted on the most serious charges that they faced. They remain in custody and they still have other charges to face. But there is no doubt that Mubarak is on his way out. But also, as you say, that his sons were long planned to succeed him. But can you really see the old regime returning so nakedly to power with another president called Mubarak? I think that might be a bridge too far, David.
I'm not too sure, George. I'm convinced that that's what's happening. It's that they're quite prepared to sell out the old man, Mubarak. Even the son would be prepared to do that. You know as well as I do, George, the authorities in Egypt can look you straight in the eye and tell you something, but they're meaning something completely different. I've got
too much faith in the Egyptian masses, you see, David, to believe that such a ploy could ever succeed.
Well, I hope I am wrong. I really do. But as I said, I'm not shocked or surprised with what's gone on and what's going to go on.
Well,
really
a great call. Thanks, David.
Thanks
for that, David. Let's stay in London, talk to Sujad on exactly the same subject. Sujad, welcome.
Hello, George. How are you?
Very well. Nice to hear your voice again. Go on.
About this Egypt, George, this recent revelation today is even more shocking. I mean, I don't know what to go about doing this, but there should be some leadership involvement, some charismatic leadership should emerge, who should do something about this. Otherwise, it'll all go to complete nothingness. You know, all the energies released will go down to nothing when this Shafiq or Mubarak's remnants will come back to haunt us again.
I very much doubt. This may be famous last words, Sujad, and I might have egg on my face next Thursday night. But I very much doubt if even the military junta in Egypt would have the gall to announce that Shafiq was the winner of this election. It's much more likely that they will put a neutered Dr. Morsi into the presidential palace without a constitution and now without a parliament, don't you think?
Yeah, they've dissolved the parliament now. Now, what power will the president have, even if he was put there? If Morsi is put there, what powers will he enjoy? His parliament is gone. So
you're absolutely right, Sujad, as you frequently are, but not always. But it's great to hear your voice again. I'm going to go back to the comment wall and try and squeeze in some more emails. Let's see what we've got coming up. Remember, every point of view welcome here. This one from Manchester in the UK. Sally, how much money is being wasted on the Leveson Inquiry? Who's paying for it? And is it really necessary for all those people to be in that courtroom? I mean, seriously, I clerked a murder trial last Friday in central Manchester, and there were half the people. What do we get for this media inquiry? I'll tell you what we get, Sally. We get the British Prime Minister humiliated for a day, having to sit there and answer questions when he would much prefer to have been somewhere else. We get the Murdochs, we get Hunt, we get all these powerful people forced to subject themselves to withering examination from a very brilliant Queen's Counsel. My goodness, I don't know how much it costs, but it's certainly worth the money. Let's go all the way to Africa, to Benin, to Ali, to talk about Saudi Arabia. Ali in Benin, you are especially welcome, brother. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello.
Make your television down at zero, please.
Okay. Hello. Hello?
Yes, Ali, go on.
Okay. George, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Okay. Hello. Hello, George. Good evening.
Good evening, but your television has to be down at zero, please.
Okay. Yeah, George, what I want to talk, I want to talk about Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Okay, it's already zero, George.
Okay, this is your last chance, Ali. Go ahead.
Okay. You see, it's not that Saudi Arabia, they are spreading sectarian violence. What they are doing is to destroy the message of the Holy Prophet, to destroy the message of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all the Muslim community have come to know now that Saudi Arabia is the enemy of, number one enemy of Islam. It's not that they don't want to destroy Syria or Iraq. They want to destroy the whole Islam. They want to block the message of the Holy Prophet. So for that, every Muslim needs to stand against them today, all against their policies.
Against the regime, against the so-called kings, yeah? Different. Not against the people, Ali, against the kings.
Yeah, against the king, I understand. The kingdom is becoming, you see, the kingdom is like, is becoming like... Hello?
Yes, go on.
Yeah, the kingdom is becoming like HIV AIDS to the people. They are infesting a lot of people. Now the problem, they are expanding it to the other nations like Bahrain, Syria. Now even they are trying to destabilize Egypt. Egypt is going on the right path, but they are trying to destabilize Egypt now. So with all this, I'm calling all the Muslim nations to understand. These are their number one enemy. They should not dine with their enemy. It's not even the enemy no more. Saudi Arabia is the major problem the Muslim nations are facing.
Ali, thanks even for the America, call. Absolute knockout all the way from Benin. Ali, watching us and with a very, very clear point of view. Let's go to Cyprus. My goodness, we're touring the world this evening. Andreas is in Cyprus to talk about Egypt. Andreas, welcome.
Good evening, Mr. Galloway.
Good evening to you, sir. Go ahead.
I love your program, by the way. Very,
thanks.
Very good program.
Thanks, Andreas. I love Cyprus, too. So greetings to all the people in Cyprus.
Very good. I just want to mention about the Egyptian election. I think it's a very sad day. Sad day when these two candidates are not what the people wanted. I don't think it's, I don't know, it's very sad that you've got two candidates which the people, in my opinion, don't want.
Well, I mean, even the Muslim Brotherhood didn't want Dr. Morsi. He was only their spare wheel. So he wasn't even the first choice of the Muslim Brotherhood. But now he'll have to be the first choice of the Egyptian people because the other guy is worse.
Yeah, I agree. The other guy, of course, he's from the old regime. He's no good. Forget about him. But I think even Dr. Wilson, I don't feel that he is what the people really want. It's sad for me.
It's a massive decline in the vote of the Muslim Brotherhood, yeah? They actually lost more than 60% of their vote in 1 year between the parliamentary elections and the presidential election. And if there ever is another election for a new parliament, I expect that the 50% of the parliament that they won last time will be very, very much reduced. I'm not sure that they did the right thing in expelling Dr. Abul Futuh from the leadership of the Muslim Brotherhood,
because
he seemed to have a much clearer idea of where to go than they do. Ah, we lost Andreas in Cyprus, which was a great pity, but we're going all the way to Bahrain and talking to Ahmed on the Middle East in general. Ahmed, welcome to the show.
Hi, George. It's a pleasure. It's a very much of a pleasure to be speaking
Thank you,
to you,
sir. Thank you, and salute to the people of Bahrain.
The same to you, George. George, I just have one very simple question, if I may ask. Yeah. It's about the democratic uprisings in the Middle East. I very much appreciate your sincerity in defending the democracy and the uprisings in the Middle East. However, my question is kind of simple, relating to one issue. You support all of the democratic uprisings in Bahrain and elsewhere. However, except for Syria, you don't support democratic uprising over there. I mean, you do attack the dictatorships all around the region. However, when it comes, for example, you've just been attacking the Al-Saud family. However, when it comes to Syria, the Assad family, I mean, his father ruled prior to Bashar al-Assad, and now the dictatorship has been transferred to Bashar, and there's a military crackdown over there and a democratic uprising, but he don't seem to defend Syria. I mean, that sort of questions the sincerity. I mean, I don't know what you think about this issue.
Well, what I actually think, Ahmed, is that you're a dishonest person because you pretended to the switchboard that you wanted to talk about Bahrain, but you actually wanted to talk about Syria. So that's dishonest. It's also dishonest to characterize my views in the way that you have, because a simple search of the internet, both on YouTube and on Google, would prove that you're telling lies to the people who are listening to this. I support the democratic uprising in every Arab country. I support democracy in every Arab country. I oppose the dictatorship in every Arab country, including yours, by the way. But what I don't support, and I am inferring that you do, is the Crusader Alliance invading, bombarding, occupying, partitioning, ruling any Arab country. That's, I suspect, the difference between you and me. So type in my name, George Galloway, Syria, or any other of the democratic uprisings, or any of the dictatorships, and you will see, if I'm wrong, and you're not dishonest, merely misguided, you'll see that you were misguided. If, on the other hand, you are dishonest, you'll already have closed the phone by now. Let's go to the comment wall, and take an email. And this one is from David in Leeds in the United Kingdom. I wanted to know your ththoughts on President Obama awarding Shimon Peres the Medal of Freedom. Well, as was said when Henry Kissinger was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, satire is dead. Satire, there is no need of satire when the child killer, Shimon Peres, can be decorated by Barack Obama with the Medal of Freedom. I need say, I think, no more on that. I think I have a call coming up from Nigeria, and it's from Ohita, who's in Lagos in Nigeria, but wants to talk about Egypt. Go ahead, Wahita. Ohita?
Oh, hello.
Yes, hello. Turn your television down.
Hello, this was it on the line.
Ohita, you have to turn your television down to zero. I keep saying it, but nobody listens.
Ohita, on the line. Ohita.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air. You're on the air. Turn your television volume down, man.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry, Ohita, I can't deal with that anymore. I say it till I'm blue in the face. If you get on the air with me, the volume on your television has to be down at zero. George is in the USA. He wants to talk about Egypt too. George, welcome.
How you doing, George?
Not bad.
Okay. Say, we were talking about Egypt, about how, you know, the... About, you know, the president...
Yes.
...situation.
Yes.
I don't see any democracy in this. It's only I see, like... Mel show Evan, you know, shown, and they all want to run it by male. I don't know why they don't have a female. A female is the most element in the human being, and you know, in a life. Without a mother, none of us we become up good. If mother can run a family, sure she can run a country. So I don't know why they don't recognize the
you
woman.
Could have showed a lead, of course, George. You're a big fan of the USA, but you haven't had a woman president yet.
We will, no problem.
You're asking Egypt to do it now. When are you going to do it?
Yeah. It's really I have talked to a lot of women to be president. And nobody like to be president, really. Let's face the truth. Okay, even Hillary, she did want to be president, so the people got divided. That's okay. Although the Obama deserve a chance too, you know. So all the time we have a white man running the show. Now we gotta have somebody, you know, beside a white man to have to be president. We are equal to every mankind. We're not a prejudiced people, American, no doubt about that. By the way,
You're not a prejudiced people, the Americans?
No.
When did that change then?
Before
slavery or after slavery? Before segregation and Jim Crow or after segregation and Jim Crow?
George, let's not go history, okay? Not long ago.
You never want to talk about history. I'm only talking about the 1960s.
All right, you want to talk like gentlemen? Go ahead and talk like gentlemen.
George,
like a dog,
George,
make a
listen
sense,
to me.
Okay?
I'm talking about the 1960s.
Salting me to be, you know, and it's not a nice thing to say. It's
George,
nice
you shot dead the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. You shot dead Brother Malcolm X. Don't you know about the history of your own country in the 1960s?
Armenian and a half Armenian in Turkey. Why don't you talk about that? What a hypocrite you are.
I knew I'd get George going. Abbas is in London. He wants to talk about Arabia and Bahrain. Abbas, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hello.
Yes, go on, Abbas.
What I want to know is why do you support the Syrian dictator, but you don't support...
Who told you that, Abbas?
Yeah, because I never hear you like speak against what the Syrian dictator is doing out of it.
If you go to YouTube and type in George Galloway plus Syria, you'll hear me speaking plenty about Syria. In speech after speech, program after program, you can go to Google and see what I've written about Syria. So... you're just talking through a hole in your hat, Abbas. But you too, you see, are a dishonest person because you pretended to the switchboard that you wanted to talk about Saudi Arabia and Bahrain, and you did not. And dishonesty is not good, Abbas, especially when you're lying about me. Let's go to Iraq. Talk to Ayman or Eamon, if he's an Irishman, who might be able to tell me the score between Ireland and Spain right at this minute. Eamon, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. First of all, do you know the score?
I have no idea.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead with the important stuff
Egypt,
then.
If you let me.
Go ahead on Egypt.
Yeah, I'm just surprised. I keep hearing or seeing everybody surprised that Shafiq is being... selected, or hopefully he's being selected to be the next Egyptian president. I think the Islamic Brotherhood is already, the Islamic Brotherhood in Egypt is already terrorizing Egyptians with their plans to enforce Sharia.
The Muslim Brotherhood are terrorizing Egyptians? Is that why they won half of the seats in the parliamentary election?
Well, yeah, and people are now seeing that they made a mistake when they selected them. So now,
well, it was only 12 months ago, Eamon.
I'm sorry?
It was only 12 months ago. So millions upon millions of people voted for them 12 months ago, but now they're being terrorized by them. Is that really your point of view?
Yes, it is. And I strongly believe in it because you're saying only 12 months ago they selected them and they got like 90% of the parliament.
No, they, right got 50, now, they got 50% of the parliament.
Right. But now they're struggling very hard to get their candidate to become the president.
Yeah.
So I think the Egyptian.
I agree with that. I'm just making the point that you are exaggerating a trifle by describing the party which is likely to win the presidency in the next 48 hours, and the party which holds half of all the seats in the parliament as calling them terrorists. It's a bit exaggerated, them, and that's the only point I'm making.
Well, yeah, maybe I'm exaggerating because maybe I do, well, to be honest, maybe I do have a grudge against them, so I can't say that I'm fair. But you know what? I'm just surprised. Like, why do we have to try the Islamists again? I mean, we've tried them.
What do you mean, try them again? They've never governed Egypt. What are you talking about, man? Mubarak's been the president for the last 33 years.
I agree. What I'm saying,
why not give them a try? What about Erdogan next to you? He's doing all right, isn't he?
Who?
Erdogan, the prime minister of Turkey. Turkey's booming.
No, he's a secularist. He's not an Islamist.
You're obviously a man that needs to go back and study a bit more, Eamon. Erdogan is a secularist. He's just the leader of the Islamic Party in Turkey. Well, it's a great pity that we're running out of time, and a great pity that my next caller dropped off the order paper. So let me recap what we're talking about this evening. We're talking about the military coup which may be underway in Egypt, where the parliament has been dissolved and Shafiq, the remnant, the Falul of the dictatorship, has been confirmed as a candidate in this weekend's presidential election, where he will face Dr. Morsi, who was not even the first choice of the Muslim Brotherhood, but the spare wheel, who now, I hope, will be elected as Egypt's president. However, there is no constitution in Egypt, so the powers of the president have yet to be defined. So with no parliament and no constitution, even if Dr. Morsi is elected, how meaningful is it going to be? Or will the military junta go for broke and try and get Shafiq in as president, in which case there's going to be a very great deal of trouble on the streets of Egypt. And we, of course, in Press TV, will be bringing you all the news and all the analysis of it. We were talking, too, about the role of Saudi Arabia, or at least its royal dictatorship, in sowing the seeds of sectarianism and division throughout the Muslim world. I felt it was marvelous. I hope it was for you. And if it was, you could join me next week at the same time, same place. God willing.
Hello, if you just comment your name and the place you left that number. And just make sure that your television volume is set to zero.
Zero. Can you spell your name for me?
Yeah, I know. You can directly put through your phone number and then we'll be back.
Can I have your telephone number?
Okay, so I'll send you a comment.